It is now about a minute and a half after 4 o'clock, and here in the studio with us, Shabu Cherian, which you will recognize his voice because he is the one that you hear on devotionals that are heard right here on Victory 91.5 each day. United in the Word devotionals. And he's also president of United in the Word Ministries. Now, let me go ahead and remind you, too, you want to find out about the devotionals, you want to find out about the ministry, you want to find out about Shabu. Great place to go, unitedintheword.com, unitedintheword.com. We are talking today about some of the exciting things that Shabu experienced on a mission trip recently to parts of India. Now, before we get into that, Shabu, let's talk about United in the Word. People hear it, and I know that we've talked about this before, but, you know, we get new listeners every day, and people have been picking up on the devotional and say, you know, I like that, and I want to hear more about that, so let's lay it out. You've written now two devotionals, three devotionals. See, it's hard for me to keep up. and so many things are moving along, and a lot of people just really need some background so that they can appreciate it even more. So let's start there. How did you start with the devotionals?
Well, it was back in 2000, in October, where God spoke to my heart that that Christians do not have or take time to read God's word on a daily basis. Now, the thing to be underlined is daily. Okay, right. We read Bible once in a while or when going to church on a Sunday, but...
And that's the same way that we eat, right? Every once in a while, maybe on a Sunday.
I hope so. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
We eat every day, not once, right, but three or four or maybe there five times a day. So,
and that consistency is the same kind of way that we need food for our spirits, right?
Exactly. And that's what God spoke to me about, the dire need of people to read God's word and hear from him.
Amen.
Not only that we read, but we hear what God wants to speak to us through the word. And that got me started to writing the devotionals back in 2011. The way this devotion is very different from a lot of other devotionals is that it takes you through a Bible reading plan. You read the entire Bible in a year.
That's good.
And the three chapters or so that you read every day, the devotion comes from those three chapters.
Mm-hmm.
So it forms kind of like a supplement to your reading. And God has taught so many people so many things through the devotions. People pick out a lot of things that God, and those were the things that God taught me. So I call it my first journey.
Right.
And I started in 2011, did the whole year, went through the entire Bible. So usually when you pick up devotions, they skip a lot of portions from the Bible.
Right.
They concentrate on maybe the Gospels or the letters in the New Testament. They hardly pick up places like the Old Testament, Chronicles, for example. They don't pick up a devotion from there. But in this this particular devotion, you have it going from all books of the Bible and almost every chapter of the Bible. Now that I have, last year, December, I completed my third journey.
Mm-hmm.
And right now it is currently under print and it is coming as a third journey.
Oh, wonderful.
So I would definitely recommend for anyone to walk through the Bible, through the pages of the Bible, because I believe the whole Bible is inspired by God.
Amen.
And God has something to speak to us from every page of the Bible.
Yeah.
If you are willing to listen and just hear from God.
Yeah, and the wonderful thing about it is that no matter how many times you've read through the Bible, no matter how many times you've studied the Bible, still there's something fresh and new that God speaks to us in our lives. Go back and read the same verse 1,000 times, and yet at a moment of time in your life, God wants to say something a little different to you through that scripture. That's a living word of God.
That is a living word of God. Amen. And God speaks to you according to your circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we go through certain situations in life, and at that time, if you are really wanting to hear from God, I suggest just pray to God, Lord, speak to me through your word, and God will definitely talk to you.
Amen.
He has done to me so many times, Steve.
Amen.
As you said, verses that is so familiar to us.
Yeah.
We read over it and we think that we know something, but all of a sudden something pops out from there. It is so surprising, and God has spoken to me so many times like that.
Yeah, it just comes off the page in a way, doesn't it?
It does.
Let's go back in time in your life. There is obviously, you just have a love, a passion for the word of God. You've discovered how, not only how significant it is in your life, but how powerful it is, what a power there is. So let's go back in your life. At what point in your life did you discover the power of the Word of God? At what point in your life did you discover God? Tell us a little bit about your personal history.
Well, I was born into a family that knew the Lord, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I was born in India, in the northeastern part of India, my parents came to the Lord when they accepted Christ. And during the time when they came and became strong believers in God, they said, you know, we are going to have a child. We do not know boy or girl,
mm-hmm.
but we are going to dedicate this child for the Lord. So before mm-hmm. I was born, I was dedicated for the ministry.
Marvelous.
Yeah, that's how I grew up. I grew up in a church setting and went through the Sunday school and everything, went to love the Lord. But I was just kind of an ordinary, you know, not like serious student of the word. But I accepted the Lord when I was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was baptized in water when I was 15. But then at the age of 17, when God filled me with the power of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you, that is the turning point of my life when I started loving God and loving His Word and wanted to read God's Word so much. I still remember there was a Bible I used to read. That Bible, I have it somewhere there. Every page, every chapter, every line I've underlined and I've written something. I mean, I grew to love the Word.
Yeah.
The Word is so powerful. It is sweeter than honey, believe me.
Right.
And once you start tasting it, you see how God continues to speak to me. So so that was a point when I was 17 years old. Now I'm a bit older than that.
A little bit.
And I've read the Word many times, but I have never been a kind of a writer, so to speak. I never thought I had an ability to write anything. I never loved writing, to be honest with you. But then when God put this in my heart and said that I start writing the thoughts that God gives me when I read God's Word, when God speaks to me, I started writing it down. And the more I started writing, the more it became easier for me.
That's great.
It was just like, kind of, I never thought twice about it.
Yeah.
And the words would come, the thoughts would come, passages would just come out, and I would be able to. And that's what the devotions that you're seeing is basically what God spoke to me. Yeah. And I would sit in God's presence and pray to God, Lord, I need the insight from you.
Yeah.
Because of me, I can do nothing without Christ. So,
and that's the exciting thing, too, that just what you're saying right now is points to the evidence that when we are willing to put ourselves in God's hands, He takes us to places we never thought we would be able to go, much less want to go, or even possibly be there. Takes us to those places and shows us things, allows us to be a part of something that adds so much to our life, that abundant life that we have in Christ. So it's a great testimony to that power of God in our lives personally.
Thank you. And I had never had a formal education in the Bible.
Wow.
So after I came here, and about 4 or 5 years ago, I wanted to study more. And I went through the course of doing a master's in theology, which was equivalent to take me to a doctoral program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I completed my doctorate. And then God allowed me to take a second doctorate degree.
Great.
And it was all based on the Bible. And it grew in a way that I started loving God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this is a timeless piece of literature.
Amen.
It transcends time. Yeah. And it is even relevant so much more to our day and time if we are willing to open our eyes and read through God's Word.
Yeah. And I think it's so true, too. I love that concept of transcending. God's Word transcends everything, gender and race. And that really leads us to your experience, too, on this mission trip, because God's Word transcends every culture and every nation. It's amazing how crossing a border has nothing to do with whether or not God's going to be there or the power of God's Word is going to change or be the same. God's the same every day and everywhere. So when you, in your mission trip to India, I know that you knew God's going to be there.
True.
And then you are able to see God working in special ways. So we're going to come back in a minute and we'll start talking about the trip. And there's just a number of things that the overflow of your heart is just bubbling out that you want to share about this. And so we want to give you time to do that. So we'll be back in a moment. The conversation continues with Shibu Cherian. And as many of you have already recognized the voice, he's the one that has the United in the Word devotionals that you hear on Victory 91.5. Also president of United in the Word Ministries. You can go to unitedintheword.com, find out more about the ministry and about Shibu as well. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to go to Victory 91.5 on Facebook and post it there. In the meantime, a little bit of music for you from Third Day. It's Kicking and Screaming.